In this bulletin, United States President Joe Biden says Russian leader Vladimir Putin can't remain in power. Australian Border Force says the death of a man in immigration detention will be investigated. And in sport, retiring tennis star Ash Barty hails her successor as women's world number one, Iga Swiatek. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. U.S. President Joe Biden says Russian leader Vladimir Putin can't remain in power during a speech about the war in Ukraine. The president made the remark in the Polish capital Warsaw, and the White House has since clarified that Mr. Biden was not calling for regime change in Russia. A White House official says the president meant that Mr. Putin cannot be allowed to exercise power over his neighbors or the region. During the speech, Mr. Biden also called Russia's war with Ukraine a strategic failure for Vladimir Putin.
Ukraine will never be a victory for Russia, for free people refused to live in a world of hopelessness and darkness. We will have a different future, a brighter future, rooted in democracy and principles, hope and light, of decency and dignity, of freedom and possibilities. For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power.
The mayor of Lviv in western Ukraine has suggested that Russian airstrikes on his city were a warning to U.S. President Joe Biden. Russia has launched at least 4 rockets, hitting an oil factory and a defense facility in Lviv, which until now has been a relative safe harbor for hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians fleeing Russian assault in other parts of the country. The attack took place while U.S. President Joe Biden was 70 kilometers away, visiting Warsaw, and contradicts Russia's statement yesterday that it would now focus its effort in eastern Ukraine. Lviv's mayor, Andriy Sadovyi, has called for better weapons and anti-missile systems to protect Ukrainian cities and infrastructure.
I think that with today's strikes, the aggressor wanted to say hello to President Biden, who is now in Poland, while Lviv is 70 kilometers away from Poland. I think the entire world must understand that the threat is extremely serious.
Ukraine's president has called on the international community to supply his country with fighter jets and other weapons to defend against Russian attacks. The comments came as the western Ukrainian city of Lviv came under rocket fire. In his latest video address, Volodymyr Zelensky described discussions about weapons supplies to Ukraine as a ping-pong about who is responsible. Mr. Zelensky says he's talked to Ukrainian forces defending Mariupol and urged Western partners to have at least 1% of their courage.
Ukraine can't shoot down Russian missiles with shotguns and machine guns, of which there are too many in the supplies. It's impossible to unblock Mariupol without a sufficient number of tanks and other armored vehicles, and especially without jets.
Australian Border Force says it's investigating the death of a man detained for 2 years in immigration detention in Sydney. Activist group the Refugee Action Coalition says the man was an Iranian asylum seeker aged in his 30s who was found dead in his room at Villawood Immigration Detention Centre yesterday afternoon. The Australian Border Force has confirmed in a statement that a male detainee has passed away. The ABF says the matter has been referred for investigation to the appropriate agencies, including the New South Wales coroner. The ABF says the health and safety of detainees and staff is a priority, and the department has expressed its condolences to the man's family and friends. The Refugee Action Coalition says the man's death highlights the effects of Australia's hardline immigration policies on the mental health of refugees and asylum seekers. Yemen's Houthi group says it will suspend missile and drone strikes on Saudi Arabia for 3 days. The group says the peace initiative could be a lasting commitment if the Saudi-led coalition fighting in Yemen stops airstrikes and lifts port restrictions. It comes after violence between the Iran-aligned group and Saudi Arabia escalated dramatically this month. Just yesterday, Saudi airstrikes pounded the Houthi-controlled seaports of Hodeidah and Salif, while on Friday, 8 people were reportedly killed in Houthi attacks on a Saudi oil facility in Jeddah. Yemen's brutal war erupted in 2014 after the Houthis seized Sana'a. Months later, Saudi Arabia and its allies launched a devastating air campaign to dislodge the Houthis and restore the internationally recognized government. The conflict has in recent years become a regional proxy war that has killed more than 150,000 people, including over 14,500 civilians. And in sport, retiring world number one women's tennis player Ash Barty has praised her successor and friend, Poland's Iga Swiatek. Swiatek will become just the 28th woman and the first from her country to head the WTA rankings after beating Victoria Golubic in the second round of the Miami Open. The 20-year-old replaces Barty following the Australian's shock resignation at the age of 25 last week. Barty has declared there's no one better to take over the top position, saying she brings a fresh and fearless energy onto the court. She says she hopes Swiatek can use the opportunity to chase her careers and dreams. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, cloudy, 26 degrees. Adelaide, a sunny 31. Melbourne, sunny, 28. Hobart, partly cloudy, 25. Canberra, possible shower, 22. Wollongong, showers, 22. Sydney, the same, and 23. Newcastle, showers increasing, 24. Brisbane, showers, 27. Cairns, partly cloudy, 31. And Darwin, a shower or two, and a possible storm, 34 degrees.